说说看，
开口天天练，
欢迎收听英语说说看。
Hey everyone, hope you are all staying cozy and warm and have your hearts filled with joy. As one year wraps up and another one is about to begin, usually this is often the time of a lot of list making and listing of things.
希望大家在这个 holiday season 里面暖暖的，心里面也暖暖的。那么通常在这个时候呢，很多节目很多人都会去回顾一下，在这个即将过去的这一年里都发生了哪些大事情，或者是有哪些比较特殊的 moments。 在几年前我们有讲到过，在这一年里有哪些 baby names 最流行的给新宝宝的英文名字。
And so today we are going to do that for the year 2021 and for the year 2020。
那么让我们一起来看一看2021年还有2020年有哪些英文名字是最最流行的。讲到名字，其实名字跟地域非常有关系。那么这个圣诞节我是在维也纳度过的，我呢有一个习惯，我比较喜欢给东西取名字。比如说圣诞树，今年在维也纳的圣诞树我给它取了一个名字叫做 SEPP S-E-P-P。 那为什么这个圣诞树叫做 SEPP? Here's the story。
So, we have a Christmas tree named
SEPP.
Correct. And how did that name come about? Do you want to?
So, it is a very traditional Austrian name next to names like Johann or Franz or Karl. And so SEPP is one of them.
So, SEPP is a typical Austrian name. S-E-P-P.它是一个非常流行的一个奥地利的名字。那么我管这棵树叫做 SEPP, SEPP the Sapin. Sapin, S-A-P-I-N, Sapin, 是圣诞树的法语。所以 SEPP the Sapin 是一个非常国际化的这么一个名字。SEPP the Sapin, SEPP the Sapin. 三个字，第一个字是奥地利文化，第二个字是 English.And then 第三个字是法语 SEPP the Sapin， 非常国际化的这么一棵圣诞树。 Anyhow, that's why the Christmas tree is named SEPP.
And SEPP is perfect for the tree because I called it SEPP the Sapin.
So SEPP is actually an abbreviation of Josef.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
讲到 SEPPDavid 在说 SEPP 其实是 Joseph 的昵称。
So SEPP is actually an abbreviation of Joseph.
Joseph 这个名字在英文里是有的。J-O-S-E-P-H. Joseph.
And if you didn't know Joseph shortens to SEPP, well, you're not alone. Because I didn't either.
如果你不知道 Joseph 的昵称是 SEPP,这个其实是在我们录制节目之前我也不知道的。
You know, it's actually really interesting to have someone from another culture talk about English on this show.
其实有一个来自于另外一个文化的 co-host 在这个节目里面跟大家一起探讨英文名字还有英语，是一件非常非常有趣的这么一件事情。那么我们继续。
So let's continue.
And for example, another traditional name in Austria is Hans.Which is an abbreviation of Johann.
Wow.
Or Johannes. And so Hans or SEPP, they are derived from that.
I see.
So two words here are kind of important. The first one is abbreviation. Abbreviation 是缩写的意思。也就是说，当 David 他在形容 SEPP 是 Joseph 的缩写昵称短称， he used abbreviation.
So SEPP is actually an abbreviation ofJosef. And for example, another traditional name in Austria is Hans, which is an abbreviation of Johann.
You can also say it shortens to something. It shortens to something. S-H-O-R-T-E-N-S, shortens. Notice that I don't say shortens, it's shortens, shortens, shortens. 在口语里通常这个 T 在美式英语里是不会发出来的。Shortens, shortens, shortens. 这个 T 通常在美式口语里会被抹掉 shortens.
But when you write it, of course, it has to be there.
And so the other example that David used is Hans is the short form of Johann. Johann 在奥地利还有讲德语的国家里面也是一个非常流行的名字，翻译成中文这个名字是约翰 Johann。You know, actually, 在德语里还有中文里面有很多非常相似的音。We can talk about that another time. 我们可以改天再聊。But back to what we were saying, one word to keep in mind is abbreviation, 就是某个字的缩写。那么第二个字 is derived from. Derived, D-E-R-I-V-E-D. Derived from, 就是从哪里来。比如说 the name Hans,derives from Johann. Hans 这个名字是从 Johann 这个词来的。那么同样 Sepp 这个名字是从 Joseph 来的。So derived from is a good word to know. You can think of it as comes from. The name Hans comes from Johann, or the name Sepp comes from Joseph. Derived from 可以形容东西，可以形容物体，但是它是不能够形容人。所以如果你是说我从上海来的，你不能说 I'm derived from Shanghai. You can say I'm from Shanghai. But derived from, 它只是用来修饰物体，修饰东西，而不是来修饰人。So speaking of from, where do these names come from? 每一个文化对名字的来源都有着不同的习俗，有着不同的故事。So how are names chosen here?在奥地利同样有很多人是有英语名字的，那么他们的名字是怎么起的呢？我们下期一起来了解一下。
英语说说看，开口天天练。 That's all for now， 今天的节目就到这儿，我们下期节目再会。 Don't forget to practice， 不要忘记练习啊。拜拜
拜拜。